Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Sanjay Mattu with the news at 9. The headlines. JMM-led India bloc leader Hemant Soren stakes claim to form government in Jharkhand to take oath as chief minister on 28th of November. Hectic political activity is underway in Maharashtra as BJP-led Mahayuti Alliance gears up to form government in the state. Government says ready to discuss any issue as winter session of parliament begins tomorrow. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla appeals to MPs to establish high standards of decorum in parliament during the session. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says government giving priority to development of India's eastern region attends Odisha Parv event in New Delhi. And in cricket, centuries by Virat Kohli and Yashasvi Jaiswal put India in a dominant position against hosts Australia on day 3 of Perth's test. Jharkhand Mukti Morcha or JMM-led India bloc leader Hemant Soren met Governor Santosh Kumar Gangwar at Raj Bhavan in Ranchi today and staked his claim to form the government. He tendered his resignation as chief minister to the governor before staking claim. Talking to reporters after the meeting, Mr. Soren said the swearing-in ceremony of the new government will take place on the 28th of November.
Agami sarkar gathan ki dawa hum logon ne pesh kiya hai mahamahim ji ke samaj aur sarkar banane ka nyota unhone hame diya aur is karam mein Congress prabhari RJD ke prabhari Vam dal ke bhi prabhari hum logon ke sath rahe aur hum logon ne apne pure vidhayakon ka samarthan bhi inko saupa hai. Agli karwai ki hum ab तैयारी में लगेंगे जो 28 तारीख को शपथ समारोह का कार्यक्रम तय किया जा रहा है.
Earlier, Mr. Soren, who is the JMM executive president, was elected as the leader of the India bloc in a meeting of newly elected MLAs of the alliance in Ranchi. The India bloc comprises of the JMM, the Congress, the Rashtriya Janata Dal and the Communist Party of India Marxist-Leninist. The bloc has secured 56 seats in the 81 member state assembly. On the other hand, the BJP-led NDA won 24 seats. Hectic political activities are underway in Maharashtra as merely 48 hours are left for the BJP-led Mahayuti Alliance to form the new government in the state. The term of the current Eknath Shinde-led government will expire on Tuesday. The alliance, comprising of the BJP, the Shiv Sena and the NCP, registered a landslide victory in the assembly elections. Shiv Sena leader Eknath Shinde and NCP leader Ajit Pawar held separate meetings with newly elected MLAs of their respective parties. Addressing a press conference, BJP leader Chandrasekhar Bavankule said that Maharashtra will not have a leader of opposition. This will be the first time in 6 decades that the Maharashtra Assembly will not have a leader of the opposition. In the 288-member Legislative Assembly, the Mahayuti Alliance won 235 seats in the state, while the opposition Mahavikas Aghadi secured only 49 seats. The winter session of Parliament will commence tomorrow. The session will continue till the 20th of December. However, there will be no sitting of Parliament on Tuesday on account of commemoration of Constitution Day. The government convened an all-party meeting in New Delhi today ahead of the session. The meeting was presided over by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. Talking to reporters after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the government is ready to discuss any issue during the winter session.
हम सिर्फ अनुरोध यही करते हैं कि सदन अच्छा से चले, हंगामा ना हो, कोई भी विषय पार्लियामेंट में रखता है तो शांतिपूर्वक उस विषय को चर्चा होगा तो बहुत लाभ मिलेगा. हर सदस्य चर्चा में भाग लेना चाहता है लेकिन सदन अच्छी तरह से चलना चाहिए.
Congress MP Pramod Tiwari said that the party has sought discussion on several issues.
सबसे बड़ा 2300 करोड़ की जो आर्थिक रिश्वत है, ये मुद्दा उठाएंगे जो कोर्ट ने संज्ञान में लिया है, यूनाइटेड स्टेट्स ऑफ अमेरिका में न्यूयॉर्क की कोर्ट ने. उसके बाद पोल्यूशन की हालत जो है यहाँ पर, जिस तरह अनएम्प्लॉयमेंट बढ़ रहा है, सीमावर्ती प्रदेशों में सुरक्षा नहीं है, कश्मीर में क्या हो रहा है, मणिपुर का मुद्दा, ये सारे मुद्दे हैं जो हम पहले उठाएंगे.
Ahead of the winter session of Parliament, in an exclusive interview to Akashvani News, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has urged members to follow parliamentary decorum in the House, taking inspiration from the debates and discussions of the Constituent Assembly. He appealed to the members to establish the highest standards of decorum in Parliament.
संविधान सभा की डिबेट और संविधान सभा के माननीय सदस्यों के जीवन, उनके आचरण, उनकी व्यवहार, उनकी चर्चा, उनकी अच्छी परंपराएं परपार्टियों को अपनाने की आवश्यकता है। हम इसी तरीके से उच्च कोटि की परंपराएं स्थापित करें जहाँ चर्चा और संवाद हो, जहाँ सहमति असहमति भी हो, विचारों की अभिव्यक्ति भी हो, लेकिन हमारा आचरण संसदीय मर्यादाओं के अनुरूप, संसदीय डिबेट चर्चाओं के आचरण की तरह हो, ये हमारी अपेक्षा है।
The full interview can be heard on the Surkhiyon Mein program of Akashvani News tomorrow at 7:10 p.m. on 100.1 FM Gold. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle @AIRNewsAlerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website, newsonair.gov.in, and download the News on AIR app. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the government is giving priority to the development of the country's eastern region. Mr. Modi said he considers the eastern part of India as the growth engine of development. The Prime Minister was speaking at the Odisha Parb event in New Delhi. Mr. Modi added that this year, 30% more budget has been allocated compared to last year for the development of Odisha.
एक समय था जब भारत के पूर्वी हिस्से को ओडिशा जैसे राज्यों को पिछड़ा कहा जाता था, लेकिन मैं भारत के पूर्वी हिस्से को देश के विकास का ग्रोथ इंजन मानता हूं। इसलिए हमने पूर्वी भारत के विकास को अपनी प्राथमिकता बनाया है। आज पूरे पूर्वी भारत में कनेक्टिविटी के काम हो, स्वास्थ्य के काम हो, शिक्षा के काम हो, सभी में तेजी लाई गई है।
Prime Minister Modi said, within the first 100 days of the formation of the new government in Odisha, investment worth 45,000 crore rupees has been approved. Mr. Modi stated that Draupadi Murmu, a daughter of Odisha from the tribal community, serving as President of India, is a great source of pride for all of us.
आज उड़ीसा की बेटी आदिवासी समुदाय की द्रौपदी मुर्मू जी भारत की राष्ट्रपति है। उनकी प्रेरणा से आज भारत में आदिवासी कल्याण की हजारों करोड़ रुपयों की योजनाएं शुरू हुई हैं, और ये योजनाएं सिर्फ ओडिशा के ही नहीं बल्कि पूरे भारत के आदिवासी समाज का हित कर रही है।
On the occasion, Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan said, on the Prime Minister's advice, the Pravasi Bharatiya Divas will be held in Odisha next year. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, over 10,000 crore rupees has been given to Odisha for development of the railways in the state. The three-day Odisha Parv 2024, which began on Friday, concluded today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the nation in the 116th edition of Mann Ki Baat on Akashvani today. In the program, Mr. Modi emphasized the role of young people in protecting the elderly from digital scams and assisting them in navigating the digital world. Stressing that the elderly are most prone to cyber crimes, Mr. Modi said it is everyone's responsibility to guide them in understanding digital technology and its risks.
हमें बार बार लोगों को समझाना होगा कि डिजिटल अरेस्ट नाम का सरकार में कोई भी प्रावधान नहीं है। ये सरासर झूठ लोगों को फंसाने का एक षड्यंत्र है। मुझे खुशी है कि हमारे युवा साथी इस काम में पूरी संवेदनशीलता से हिस्सा ले रहे हैं और दूसरों को भी प्रेरित कर रहे हैं।
The Prime Minister urged youth from non-political backgrounds to join politics. He announced that in the next few months, many special campaigns will be organized in the country to connect 1 lakh such young people to politics. Mr. Modi announced that on the 162nd birth anniversary of Swami Vivekanand in January next year, a special event, Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue, will be held at Bharat Mandapam in Delhi. On the occasion of the National Cadet Corps or NCC Day today, Mr. Modi noted with satisfaction that the enrollment of girl cadets in the NCC has risen to almost 40% from 25%. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the ICA Global Cooperative Conference at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi tomorrow. For the first time, In the 130-year-long history of the International Cooperative Alliance, the Global Cooperative Conference and General Assembly are being organized in India. On the occasion, Mr. Modi will launch a commemorative stamp on the International Year of Cooperatives 2025. Our correspondent reports that the Bhutan Prime Minister Dasho Sering Tobge and the Deputy Prime Minister of Fiji, Manoa Kamikamika, will also attend the conference.
The International Cooperative Alliance was founded in 1895. It represents 30 lakh cooperative enterprises worldwide and has more than 1 billion cooperative members. The six-day conference at Bharat Mandapam will bring together cooperatives from around the globe for a series of events and discussions. Around 3,000 foreign and Indian delegates are expected to attend this event. The conference will explore the role of cooperatives in creating a collective, peaceful and prosperous future for all. Dipendra Kumar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
And now some news from the 55th International Film Festival of India, IFFI, underway in Goa. At the IFFI today, Bollywood star Ranbir Kapoor paid tribute to the legendary actor and filmmaker Raj Kapoor as part of his centenary celebrations. During an engaging masterclass session, Ranbir shared that films of his grandfather Raj Kapoor were powerful stories that connected deeply with the audience.
Raj Kapoor, the filmmaker, always explored different themes at different times of his life. If you see his earlier films like Avara, which was based on casteism, tells you a story about how an individual and the surroundings that he's been brought up in, what is that impact on that person and what that person becomes. And I think the latter part of the last few films that he really made strong films with Indian moral values, spoke about the society in such an honest and frank way, still making it really commercial and really entertaining.
Ranbir Kapoor also announced a special nationwide film festival in December, showcasing restored versions of Raj Kapoor's classic movies to honour his birth centenary. Our correspondent reports that a variety of activities were held at IFFI today, including film screenings and events, with an ever-growing number of visitors.
Today at the International Film Festival of India, two key events concluded: Creative Minds of Tomorrow 48-hour Filmmaking Challenge and the Film Bazaar. Film Bazaar wrapped up after vibrant and dynamic sessions of film screenings, networking and collaborations. The day also featured several masterclasses, attracting audiences of all ages who were eager to gain valuable insights into the art and craft of filmmaking. In the evening, cultural performances at IFFI energized the atmosphere, drawing hundreds of attendees to celebrate a vibrant blend of culture, cuisine and entertainment. With Umvesh Upadhyay, Durgesh Bhadauria, Akashwani News, Goa.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar reached Rome today on a three-day visit to Italy. He will travel to the Italian town of Fiuggi to participate in the outreach session of the G7 Foreign Ministers meeting, where India has been invited as a guest country. In cricket, centuries by Virat Kohli and Yashasvi Jaiswal have put India in a dominant position against hosts Australia on day 3 of the opening test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy in Perth today. The visitors picked up 3 wickets in quick succession to reduce Australia to 12 for the loss of 3 wickets at the draw of stumps. The hosts are trailing by 522 runs with 7 wickets in hand. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. JMM-led India bloc leader Hemant Soren stakes claim to form government in Jharkhand to take oath as chief minister on 28th of November. Hectic political activities underway in Maharashtra as BJP-led Mahayuti alliance gears up to form government in the state. Government says ready to discuss any issue as winter session of parliament begins tomorrow. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla appeals to MPs to establish high standards of decorum in parliament during session. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says government giving priority to development of India's eastern region attends Odisha Parv event in New Delhi. And in cricket, centuries by Virat Kohli and Yashasvi Jaiswal put India in a dominant position against hosts Australia on day 3 of Perth test. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.